Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. This Wednesday, a breakthrough for Israeli and American hostages held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza. After more than 6 weeks, the Israeli government and Hamas agree to a deal that would free about 50 hostages, women and children, in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and minors, and a four-day ceasefire. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner telling Sky News,
"We will be in our positions, we will be standing strong and prepared, because we know Hamas have a dubious record with regard to holding fire in the past. They've utilized these types of pauses in the past to conduct more killing and abduction."
But there is still no word yet about releasing men. Family members of the hostages speaking out at a news conference, among them Michael Levy, the brother of Orr Levy, who was kidnapped during the music festival back on October 7th, his wife killed in the terrorist attack.
"We don't sleep, we barely eat, and we want him home."
"The advice I've been giving for 20 years now is to leave Thanksgiving morning itself."
That is the advice of the AAA's Robert Sinclair. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and a storm threatening parts of the Northeast with rain making roads slick. An estimated 50 million Americans will be driving to their destinations across the country. Now, the TSA expecting to screen 30 million airline passengers over this period. Earlier this week, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling reporters that airports have been told to prioritize commercial flights, which should lower the chance of delays.
"In other words, you won't have to wait on somebody who just hopped on a private jet for a golf trip, cutting in line ahead of your passenger aircraft. Your flight to go see your family will be the priority."
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We learned today President Biden will be leaving Washington, D.C. for the holiday and spending Thanksgiving in Nantucket with family. Turning now to the economy, as we approach Hanukkah and Christmas and the gift-giving season, retailers not expecting a record shopping season. USA's John Schaefer dives into the details.
Retailers anticipate a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sales declines in their recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released for the three presidential debates and the one vice presidential debate. The opener will be Monday, September 16th at Texas State University. Then the vice presidential debate will be taking place the following Wednesday on September 25th at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Then the second presidential debate Tuesday, October 1st at Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia. VA. And then the third and final presidential debate taking place October 9th at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All four debates will start at 9 p.m. Eastern and last 90 minutes with no commercials. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we all need to do. This needs to be a focused attention kind of thing to get this country back on track. And I'm encouraged, I got to tell you. I am encouraged that, you know, more and more people are waking up to the reality that, you know, our founding fathers had it right when they said, we the people. You know, if you don't like what's happening in the government, do something about it, okay? And you can do something about it. There is remedy, regardless of all these activist judges, because I believe eventually we'll get rid of them as well. Is that even the judges, all things that have to do with our government, have to comport with the Constitution. That's why it's there. And how dare they? How dare they just ignore it and think that they can do as they darn well please? They've gotten us in a lot of trouble. They've got us off track. They've cost us an incredible amount of money, contributed to more than $33 trillion of debt. Thank you very much. This is what happens when we the people check out. The elites take over because they feel not only emboldened, self-righteous, you know, that they are so smart. You know, they've gone to all these Ivy League colleges, the right Ivy League colleges. They've got the right degree. And who are we to question them? Rick Manning is with us right now. He's been to all the right places and knows all the right times, but his head's still on straight. So we're grateful for that. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick Manning, how you doing, buddy? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. First time anybody's accused me of going to all the right places. I'm somewhat offended.
Except the only difference was you kind of knew what to do with it.
We have a lot to be thankful. Yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for, and one of the things I'm thankful for is I was able to get a good education at University of Southern California, and met my wife there, and it was a, and I don't know if the education stuck, but my wife did, so that's a good thing.
One out of two ain't bad, huh? That's okay.
One out of two ain't bad. And, that's right. In spite of the dismal closed-door football season, there is a... All is well, and we've got
I still think you got a quarterback there that's got incredible potential. I think you know you can look forward to
something. He's going to be in the NFL next year, and so four of the games that he won, we wouldn't have won without him, or we may be a 2-win team next year, but you know you never know. I do know is this: you know, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, but you know, this is. It's really been impressed on me that we have to be thankful for our blessings. Mm-hmm. We spend so much time thinking about, you know, all the things that are going wrong and all the fights that we have, and that's a good thing. And I'm thankful that people have the stomach to do the fights necessary.
Exactly.
To keep this country free. Mm-hmm. But it's a.
Thank God we're not Cuba. You know, there'd be no remedy other than just having a revolution and hoping that you have enough weapons to overtake, the government. you know,
hoping that the Kennedy administration doesn't leave your freedom fighters on the beach to die.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention something that from our one of the real black marks in our history. But it's a it's just, you know, we're going to get an opportunity to kind of just focus on, you know, focus on God. The first proclamation, George Washington's proclamation of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. If people haven't read it, I would strongly encourage you to look it up and read it. It's all about praising God and thanking God for the Constitution that was just put into place. Mm-hmm. It's thanking, you know, the people want to tell us that, you know, our forefathers were not religious. This isn't a religious country, but I'm going to just tell you, read the proclamation by George Washington, and it's mm-hmm. three paragraphs of praising God for the country and for the blessings of the country, urging, you know, repenting from our sins, the things we get wrong, and asking for mercy.
Yeah.
It's an incredible, incredible proclamation. And
exactly.
Put it up. Rush mm-hmm. Limbaugh read it a few years ago, and I put it up as a video yesterday because it was so powerful to listen to. So I would encourage anybody to just check that out. It is truly, it totally changed my frame of mind yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I mean, well, and that's the reason Thanksgiving came about. It was a natural, organic response. And here you've got the first president of the United States having a moment of meditation and looking, going, gosh, look at what we did in this period of time. But even go back before that, if you think not, this great American idea was an answer to prayer, because some pilgrims thought that they should go to God and say, God, is there a place? Can we find a place to where we can worship you without this political mumbo jumbo and, you know, the things that we've been dealing with, the harassment and persecution and murder of, you know, by the government and that? Can you find us a place? And they prayed, Rick, for what, 10, 12 years?
No,
10, 12 years they prayed for this. Right.
Yes, they did, and we think of them as coming from England, but they originally were from England. But they left Holland, and they left Holland because they looked around, and their kids weren't growing up to be the kids they wanted them to be.
Right.
And so, and they've been praying to find the place that they could go and worship freely.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on a rickety boat, and they took it across the ocean. They thought they were going to hit Virginia. It was very cold. They were blessed that they hit that they're up in Massachusetts, because they were first Indian they encountered, first Native American, whatever we call them now. First person who they encountered was Squanto, and mm-hmm. Squanto spoke English because he dealt with English trappers, and so they immediately, you know, encounter somebody who speaks English. The locals weren't hostile. And even though they almost killed themselves by being socialist the first year, because nobody worked, the fact of the matter is they survived and they thrived eventually, and it was based on God's providence. It was an
exactly.
answer to prayer, and that is. And I'm a little sick of people who want to sit there and try to attack the pilgrims and the like, and it's. The truth of the matter is we celebrated the 400-year anniversary of the Pilgrim's Landing last year, and it is and that is a seminal event in our country's history, whether or not the left likes it or not.
Yeah, even if you want to rewrite history and come up with another 1619 project or whatever and take that out, it doesn't deny the truth. You know, you cannot deny the truth. And I think this is where, you know, I'm encouraged, Rick, because more and more people, we've kind of experienced, you know, wokeism, you know, we've experienced the doctrine of the left, how they've turned this country upside down, starting with Barack Obama declaring that we were going to go through the fundamental transformation of our country. And I think people,
right.
you know, maybe they were a little slow in asking the critical question of what do you mean by fundamental transformation of the country? Well, we know now what he meant. And it is an ugly sight. And it's going to take people of faith in record numbers, and we've got enough people of faith in record numbers to really get this country back on track and get control of our government once again and lead it in accordance to the Constitution and these Judeo-Christian principles that you're pointing to. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The infamous Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you know, you think about Thanksgiving. You know, it amazes me, because growing up, I thought everybody celebrated Thanksgiving. I just, this is such a natural, to me, just a natural response to appreciating what God has done for all his creation. And I thought everybody did. Then I was surprised to, as I grew older, to realize that America is the only country that has, a national holiday. In fact, Thanksgiving was the first, for all intent and purposes, the first national holiday that was recognized, by a president, by our country. You mentioned George Washington. That was the first. It wasn't, it didn't become a federal holiday until Lincoln. But, because I guess there wasn't enough, bureaucrats around to say, hey, we need a day off and we need the people to pay for it. So it took till the time of Lincoln before they could do that. But regardless, that was, it says something about the spiritual foundation of this country and our DNA that we are, we're messed up people because we're all humanoids. And I say we're messed up because we all make mistakes. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But every once in a while, we have moments of glory. And to me, a moment of glory is when the country said, you know what, Mr. President, you're right. We need to thank God. We need to be grateful and thankful. And a day of prayer, a day of thanksgiving and meditation, that's a good thing. And I'm on board, right?
Absolutely. And, I think, we can't emphasize it enough. I mean, George Washington's proclamation was on October 3, 1789. Okay, George Washington became president in 1788. So this was, the first year of our country, first year and a half of our country, a proclamation of Thanksgiving was issued for the fourth Thursday of November. In the proclamation, it's directly a specific date, but that's where we get the fourth Thursday of November, because he specifically says in it that that's the fourth Thursday in November. So it is we get this idea about Thanksgiving and the history. The Thanksgiving we celebrate today is a direct descendant from that Washington Proclamation.
Exactly.
And both, by the way, both prayed for unity in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Lincoln Proclamation of Thanksgiving and the Washington Proclamation were prayers for Thanksgiving and prayers for unity. So, I think that's something which, a voice across time about what we, one of the things we should be reaching to when we are talking to God and thanking God on, tomorrow. So that's the, it's just, I just, once again, when I read it, I was struck by it as being so pertinent.
And we're going to read it later on in today's show. You kind of jumped the gun on us, but this is, when you think about a document like this, and so much of our heritage and legacy and documents, whether it's from Washington, Lincoln, on through the history of this great country, how does it compare, Rick? I mean, to me, it's such an embarrassment when you get these other, ideas, these modernistic ideas that, based on theories, they throw them out there. And when you put, like the 1619 Project, let's just say against this transcript of George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation, I mean, to me, that project wilts. It's significant, any kind of significance, anything, you have to really force it. It's not genuine. Even if you were to say, okay, I'm gonna put it up against the writings of even Martin Luther King, for example, right? What does the 1619 Project do? It wilts. And this is what's happening, I believe, in our country, and why you and I are encouraged to see what's going on as people are waking up and going, wow, you're right. It hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been perfect, but it's been pretty darn good, all things considered, right?
Right. When you read this and other documents written, George Washington didn't have a bunch of people to write stuff. He didn't have a teleprompter. He sat down and he wrote something with his own hand, not using a ballpoint, using a pen and ink.
Or AI, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. AI didn't exist then. Okay, just so you know. All right, we'll bring
no,
that
no
in.
AI. No AI.
No ChatGPT.
And, know, and with what we would consider to be relatively little knowledge, in terms of access to knowledge, like the mass amount of knowledge we have access to, we have this surveyor who was educated by the surveyor, a military guy, and his writing is elegant.
Yeah.
His writing is elegant, and that's what the thing that strikes me when I read stuff that's written by people who, you know, 150 years ago, is the writing is always so, it's so, the only word for it really is elegant, and maybe that's just blame on my education, we checked that earlier, but it's a, there's a rhythm to it, there's a feel to it, and maybe it's just that's why these documents survive.
Yeah.
Is because they hit the kind of a human heartbeat and
right.
our rhythms of the way we feel and think, but it is a but that's what you notice and you say and you look at stuff that comes out today and how low minded it is versus the high mindedness of
exactly
the proclamation, how kind of mean and meager it is as opposed to the what we see and you know. And so, you know, when you look at some things, you look at Reagan's shining beacon on City on a Hill speech. You look at things like that, and that are really not that far in the past. There's a reason why they're great. That's because it calls us to be more than we are. It calls us to an aspiration, not just dealing with, gee, your taxes are too high or whatever. It's aspirational. It's the human spirit being.
It's vision casting. You know,
exactly
just like Kennedy. We're gonna go to the moon. I mean, what a vision cast that he put out there, right?
Exactly right. That's a great way of putting it. Is vision casting. But the other piece of it is, there's in the elegance, there's a recognition that we aren't just, you know, plugging along on our own and this is all there is. It's a, because to have a vision, you have to have an understanding that this isn't all there is. That this, you know, whether you have millions and millions and millions of dollars or you're grappling around just trying to make, you know, make your payments for, you know, a beat up Chevy. It is a, those are, that's not all there is.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing that ties it together, the great kind of the great writing that you see in American history in particular, is there's a recognition of the God who created us, the God who made this possible, the God who has sovereign over all, who we are, we're just little brains.
Right.
We're ant brains compared to a great supercomputer. And there's a recognition of where we are in the universe and yet in that recognition comes great writing, and
right.
it is. And truthfully, if your great kids, your grandkids, haven't read things like the Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, this Washington Proclamation, have them read some of this stuff because it will help them be able to better articulate who they are and put them in the place where they are in relationship to God and the universe. So that's
you are exactly right, 100%, Rick, because you see what they've connected into, and this has always been my sense, is, you know, the Bible says that people without vision will perish. They cast off restraint, chaos enters in, all this stuff. The vision that they're talking about is God-given vision. It's the revelatory word, the understanding of what comes. For a moment, we get a glimpse and we connect with the throne room of God. And God gives us a message to share. That's what makes this so powerful and so compelling, without a doubt, and encouraging, and causes us to, reach higher. Rick Manning, thank you.
Shopping with Meta. For the loved ones on your list, consider the Meta Quest 3 Next Generation headset that brings mixed reality into the mainstream in vibrant, full-color resolution. Quest 3 allows virtual elements to blend with your physical surroundings. Experience front-row seats at a basketball game, turn the dining room table into a virtual piano, or work out on a mountaintop. With more than 500 experiences, including games, virtual hangouts, and a home theater in your headset, there's something for everyone to discover. MetaQuest accounts are available for people age 13 and over, and new this year, parent-managed Meta accounts for preteens, which have age-appropriate protections. Starting at $499.99, MetaQuest 3 is a great value. Capture life's best moments with the high-tech camera in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses that can live stream to Instagram and Facebook, plus stay connected with hands-free calls and messages, and listen to your favorite music with built-in speakers. For must-have tech gifts this holiday season, go to Meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. This Wednesday, a breakthrough for Israeli and American hostages held by Hamas terrorists in Gaza. After more than 6 weeks, the Israeli government and Hamas agreed to a deal that would free about 50 hostages, women and children, in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and minors, and a four-day ceasefire. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Peter Lerner telling Sky News,
"We will be in our positions. We will be standing strong and prepared because we know Hamas have a dubious record with regard to holding fire in the past."
But there is still no word yet about releasing men. Family members of the hostages speaking out at a news conference, among them Michael Levy, the brother of Or Levy, who was kidnapped during the music festival back on October 7th, his wife killed in the terrorist attack.
"We don't sleep and we want him home."
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Really, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, the protest and the pressure on governments is now allowing for a hostage exchange. As you've heard, Israel's government early today approved a brief ceasefire in Gaza if Hamas releases 50 of the estimated 240 hostages that it captured during its assault last month on Israel. According to the New York Times and other media outlets reporting this, of course, you can imagine, we've got basically a fifth of the hostages being released. And for those hostages that are not released, what the families must feel like. And it looks like primarily what we're looking at is women and children. They're not going to release anybody who is, an IDF military soldier. Males are not going to be in that group, according to reports. And we'll see how this plays out. And of course, Israel is releasing women and children that they have in custody as well. So this is going to be a hostage exchange. Thank God our government wasn't involved, because then there would be billions of dollars. I know I'm sounding cynical here, but anyway, thank God that we are having, some movement to this end. And, as we've said time and again, at least on the show, that we believe that Israel has every right to defend itself. Nobody likes to see murder. Nobody likes to see, their wives or children be raped and dragged through the streets, of the Gaza. Babies being baked in ovens. How absurd. This is just absolute terror and disgusting. And it's disgusting, frankly, that the international community cannot put this in perspective.
Well, what did they think was going to happen? If it happened in any one of these other countries, they too would let, if they had the power to do it, they would let all hell break loose on anybody that would perpetrate such a horrific attack. And, you know, you say, well, it was provoked. Some people want to argue it was provoked. Well, you know, again, these are things that have been debated, you know, forever. That in terms of, you know, what's going on there in Israel. And, you know, that Israel is occupying a land that has been theirs from time and more for thousands of years, well before, you know, Palestinians, you know, came into play. Yes, there's different factions of Arab nations, but it's also interesting to note that where are the Arab nations in their lack of participation? You got Qatar that's, you know, that's helped to negotiate this deal. They're kind of the middleman. They're the double agent. I mean, it's amazing, you know, but they found a place. They've carved out a necessary place in this process, Qatar has, and they're walking a tightrope between, you know, these two foes and working something out. So I guess there is some value of having Qatar involved, but by the same token, you know, it's hard to trust them. You know, as Dr. Michael Rubin would say, you know, you're dancing with rogue regimes, especially when it comes with Qatar, because you don't know if they're going to lead with their left foot or right foot, because ultimately it's going to be in their best interest. But they're going to speak out of both sides of their mouth. This is the danger of the Arab world, and especially dealing with somebody, you know, like Qatar. You know, it's you know, the Bible talks about, you know, warning Israel at times not to rely on Egypt, because they're like that, you know, that faulty bow that bends and breaks, and or the bamboo, you know, stick that splinters in your hand. You know, to me, you know, Qatar reflects a little bit of that modern version of it, in my opinion. But regardless, they've been helpful in getting this. There'll be a ceasefire approximately 4 days. They're saying that for every 10 hostages, they will extend it another day. I don't know how long they can continue to do this strategically, because no doubt this is going to have an impact on the military strategy of how they continue to move forward. Because the concern has been from day one is that if there is a ceasefire, and of course there are some things that are going to happen during the ceasefire, there's going to be, you know, water, there will be some fuel, there will be some necessary items that are able to come in through the Rafah gate and go into the Gaza. And then, of course, the challenge and the concern certainly that Israel has is that how much of that will go to the people there who need this, as opposed to the people, you know, as opposed to the fighters. Michael Letts is calling me right now, and he was supposed to be on, and so our studio will reconnect with him and make sure that we get him on the air here, because Michael has an interesting perspective and warning that that we need to hear, and that is that all these things that are happening, even here in the homeland, we can't consider this casually. We need to look at this, you know, very seriously and be on guard, because it's a little bit of what, you know, sort of happened with, you know, I believe, you know, with Russia and Ukraine. You know, everybody, I mean, Russia was going to the border. What did you think was going to happen? You know, everything was all being set up in such a way to where, you know, that, you know, something big was going to happen. They weren't just going there just for an overnight stay. They were setting up for a military operation. Michael Letts is with us now from Invest. Michael, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, it's a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, I was mentioning that as you stated and have written about, that the Gaza protests are picking up in the United States and creating a dangerous situation for police officers. You know, we really have to be situationally aware, because it's not only for police officers, but, you know, like everything that happens in war, you're going to have unintended consequences. You're going to get civilians caught in the crossfire here, are you not?
Well, there's no question. In fact, I think that's the intent, Bill, is the intelligence that we're intercepting from Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas indicate that these are orchestrated movements across America. Of course, something your listeners probably aren't aware of, $13 billion, that's with a B, has been donated by these foreign governments to 200 universities to help further this cause along, even though it was never reported to the IRS. are planning on trying to create as much havoc and hell as they possibly can across this country. And civilians are always injured. They're always at risk when that occurs. They've already had six officers who have been injured in the last week dealing with these riots, and more to come.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as you say, this is construct. I mean, this is done on purpose. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised, Michael Letts, because our government has known to do this to other countries as well, right?
There's no question. In fact, our government is really the one behind this. You take a look at all the pointers that show that, I mean, Biden has released $80 billion to Iran and helped, so because we know Iran funds terrorism all across the world, especially where we are listed by Iran as the number two great state, of course, Israel being number one. Mm-hmm. But they even sometimes put us on the same par. So our government is helping to fund Iran to create terrorism and to fund terrorism in this country. Our country administration, Biden left behind $84 billion worth of military hardware in Afghanistan that went to Iran. So they've done everything they possibly can to make sure it's successful on American soil to have these threats and these terrorist attacks. So it's coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and we expect it to be very, very imminent, very near.
Well, you see, the problem that we have here, and that America needs to open their eyes, you know, talk about situational awareness, Michael Letts, is that, you know, we don't have patriot, constitutional-loving people leading this country. We got a bunch of Marxists and communists that are running this country, and they're bringing us down. And you've got to open up your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, see what's going on. I know it's hard to think that you think somebody who's been serving the country for 50 years that they would be doing this. But he's following the lead of his predecessor and his mentor, Barack Obama, who called for the fundamental transformation of this country. They hate America. That's really the bottom line. You've got to wake up to that reality. They're not for America.
Michael, they hate America.
Yeah, there it is. He's a law enforcement veteran and CEO and founder of Invest USA. You got to go into this and understand your eyes wide open. Own your own knowledge. Check it out for yourself. Hopefully we've motivated you to do a deeper dive and make sure that you own your own knowledge, that you're not borrowing it from somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about. Michael Letts, happy Thanksgiving, sir. Take care.
For dinner. Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com, sponsored by Kia America.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
It's kind of interesting, you know, you get these states that say, or these cities, we're going to be a sanctuary city. And, you know, and then suddenly reality, you know, hits them right square between the eyes. And I don't think, even when they made these, you know, these declarations, that they think that there was going to be a federal government that was going to be so irresponsible and just, you know, send people wholesale into these cities and impact them in such a way without any kind of consideration. I mean, it just makes you wonder, what are these people thinking about that you would just send people? I mean, there's no count to think that, okay, well, you know, what is a reasonable consideration, whether it's New York or California or, you know, any state of the union, how many migrants can they handle? You know, is anybody doing that number? But, you know, when you hear Mayorkas talk, you just go, wow, this guy has no clue of math. And maybe if you gave him even a simple math equation, he probably couldn't give you the right answer. He's the director of research and of Numbers USA. Eric Rourke joins us now. Eric, it is ironic, isn't it, that you've got these cities who, you know, were so, you know, self-righteous and talking about being, you know, sanctuary cities until reality hits them straight in the face and they realize, like, well, maybe not that much of a sanctuary city, right?
That's right. And the reality is that, you know, open borders aren't feasible. They're not sustainable, even in the short term. Mm-hmm. And New York Mayor Adams just recently announced they're going to cut the budget by $11 billion. And he expressly said this is due to the migrant crisis. He's cutting $1 billion from the public school funding. He's cutting funding to first responders, including the police. New York Times reported they're going to have the lowest number of police since the 1980s. And, you know, he said this is because of the cost of the migrants that are coming here. And, you know, he's brought a lot of attention to the problem. But the problem with what his suggested solution is that the taxpayers should fund this. He's asking for more federal money.
Exactly.
Instead of calling on the president to secure the border and end the crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's playing a game of chicken with Joe Biden here. And of course, Biden answered back very quickly by putting the crosshairs on the mayor, right? So, you know, the mayor got outside of the party line and Joe Biden reacted quite quickly in letting him know is that, you know, I hear you, mayor, but can you hear me? You know, you need to just shut up, calm down and, you know, make it work and quit complaining.
And that's true. The Biden administration has made it very clear that they have no intention of ending the crisis. They've talked about you know, securing the border and, you know, all sorts of things they think will play from a PR standpoint. But, you mean, the one thing they can do is to follow the law, right? I mean,
yes, exactly.
There are more that we can do to address the situation. Congress can step up. But Secretary Mayorkas and President Biden have all the tools they need to stop this. To stop the flow across the border, this is intentional, and as I said, they've expressed no desire to see it come to an end.
Well, and the fact of the matter is here, Eric, is that we the people, the taxpayer, we're paying the bill for this idiocy. I mean, Biden is spending $451 billion per year to care for illegals. $451 billion. That's just for starters here, okay? And this is how disgusting this is. And it is irresponsible as the chief executive officer of our nation to do this to the taxpayer and continue to add to the $33 trillion of debt that the taxpayer is already having to bear. And meanwhile, you've got these people who are coming in. They haven't been vetted. There's no, you know, what is the gain? You know, what's the ROI? You know, I look at it from a business standpoint. What is the ROI of these migrants coming in? What's in it for the taxpayer that you could say, hey, look at, yes, they're illegal, but in the long run, it's going to be worth it because of X. And here's all the X's that contribute to offsetting, you know, like this expense, $450. That's a lot of money to offset just to let people to come in that you haven't vetted. You don't even know, you know, what giftings, what talents, what can they bring to the nation, and how beholden to the cartel are they that compromises their ability to contribute to this country, you know, for us letting our guard down and allowing them to come in and drain our resources. Does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make sense as a policy for the United States of America, but
right.
It makes sense for unfortunately for too many employers. You know, we always say that cheap labor is very expensive, and that's the argument in favor of opening up immigration and having people coming over the border, is that it grows the economy, and they're doing jobs that Americans won't do. Well, they're doing jobs that Americans are reluctant to do because of the wages on offer and the conditions on offer. But what gets left out of that discussion is the fact that taxpayers subsidize that labor. And so it
exactly.
is very expensive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't we subsidize it for our own citizens? You know, because the kids today, Eric, I mean, you know, they think, oh, you know, I'm making $20 an hour. You can barely live in a pup tent on $20 an hour. Okay? This is absurd. So if you want to take care of somebody, let's take care of our own citizens. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know, we've had major problems here in terms of, you know, labor. But again, what kind of labor are you getting? You know, these people that are coming across, when they're beholding to cartels, you know, their allegiance is to the cartels. It's not to the United States of America. And what they're trying to do is, you know, with sleight of hand, get us to think that these illegal migrants are, you know, the migrants of 20, 30 years ago. No, these are not these migrants. These migrants are a whole different breed altogether, and with it, they're very dangerous. We were just talking with Michael Letts, and we're just looking at what's going on, you know, in terms of the horizon and the landscape of how, you know, these protests are happening in our country. These are all signs of danger, okay? And the signs at the border, the signs of illegal migration, they're all right there. And we're just going along and thinking that Joe Biden and our government is going to be able to take care of it. If all hell breaks loose, do you think they have enough manpower, firepower to, you know, to defend us against the cartel and, you know, the windfall profits that they've been able to enjoy? I think last year was something like $13 billion in profit that they've been able to enjoy. They've built an infrastructure within this country. And they're running wild and rampant and illegal, and here they are amongst us. I mean, the danger is no longer existential. It's right here. And, you know, we the people, I think, we the people are waking up, but we've got to really wake up quickly to do something about this and to hold our elected officials feet to the fire. And if they're not going to do the job, then get them the hell out of the way. Get them out of here. Let's get people in here that know what they're doing, that care enough about America, that care enough about America's citizens to protect them and do what it is that they put their hand on the Bible and took an oath of office to defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic, right?
Well, we certainly haven't seen the political will from the Biden administration to stop this.
Yeah. And, well, the political will is not what you and I think is political will,
right.
You know, but it is their own political agenda, certainly. That is working for them. A small minority of self-interest elites, it works for them very well. And that's why they continue, like you say, they're doing this by design, on purpose. This isn't an accident or some mistake down the road that we're going to say, oh, Mayorkas, we understand. Okay, we understand. It was just a mistake. No, this is not
a mistake. They've certainly had long enough to figure out, right? So that tells us that they don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. And you make the good point about the incentives for people to come here and work. They have to pay off the cartels because no one's getting over our southern border without paying off the cartels. And so,
and I'm trying to get that number, Eric. And I'm trying to get that number. How many? You know, I ask these immigration experts. I go, how many of those that are coming across? You know, is it 50%? Is it 90%? I mean, because we hear that nobody crosses the border without a wristband that dedicates them and assigns them a job that has been given to them by the cartel. And of course, Mayorkas, the knucklehead, he doesn't even know about the wristbands.
Well, he claims not to have known, but I mean, maybe there's a few people who are getting over, but virtually everyone is paying off the cartels, and they're the ones who are benefiting from this the most. And again, our government is aware, and they don't seem to care enough to stop it.
Well, you know, already, Eric, sadly, we have lost too many children of American citizens who have died at the hands of illegal immigrants. Every state is represented with a death of one of its young people. And that's just that portion. We're not even talking about fentanyl, you know, anywhere 80 to 100,000. I hear the number 80 to 100,000 last year. We're looking at another 80 to 100,000. Joe Biden meets with President Xi. President Xi is the source of fentanyl. Was there any discussion about fentanyl, about stopping that flow? Is there any pressure at all with the president of Mexico? Because the drugs, you know, flow from China, you know, to Mexico through the border, and they're muled out by the cartels and their operation. And they're killing our people. They're killing our kids.
It certainly is adding insult to injury to pretend to care about stopping it while not doing anything to actually stop.
Well, Eric, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, okay? And thank you for all the great work that Numbers USA does on behalf of the American people, you know, to keep us aware of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Appreciate your faithfulness and commitment to come on the show, okay? Thank you. You take care.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you for what you do.
You got it. He's the Director of Research with Numbers USA. Eric Rourke has been our guest.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of